Morning and Evening by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. September 6th. Morning. Lights. In the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Philippians chapter 2, verse 15. We use lights to make things apparent. Christians should so shine that a person could not live among them for a week without knowing the gospel. Our conversations should be such that all who are around us will clearly perceive who owns us and whom we serve. The image of Jesus should be reflected in our daily actions. Lights are also intended for guidance. We are to help those around us who are in the dark. We are to hold forth the word of life. We are to point sinners to the Savior and the weary to a divine resting place. People sometimes read their Bibles and fail to understand its meaning. We should be ready, like Philip, to instruct the inquirer in the meaning of God's word, the plan of salvation, and the godly life. Acts 8:30. Lights are also used for warnings. On our rocks and shoals, a lighthouse is sure to be erected. Christians should know that there are many false lights everywhere, and that the true light is needed. Wreckers for Satan are always tempting the ungodly to sin in the name of pleasure. They hoist a false light. It is our responsibility to raise the true light on every dangerous rock. We must point out every sin and tell what that sin leads to, so that we may be innocent of the sinner's blood. Lights also have a cheering influence, and so do Christians. A Christian should be a comforter with kind words and sympathy. We should carry sunshine wherever we go and diffuse happiness around us. Gracious Spirit, dwell with me. I myself would gracious be, and with words that help and heal, would thy life and mine reveal. And with actions bold and meek, would for Christ my Savior speak. September 6th, evening. Judge yourself. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Galatians chapter 5, verse 18. If we look at our character and position from a legal point of view, we will only despair when we come to the end of our reckoning. But if we are wise, we will despair at the beginning. If we are to be judged on the footing of the law, there is no one living who is justified. How blessed to know that we dwell in the domain of grace and not law. When thinking of my state before God, the question is not, am I perfect before the law? The question is, am I perfect in Christ Jesus? That is a very different matter. I do not need to ask, am I naturally without sin? I must ask, have I been washed in the fountain that was opened for sin and uncleanness? It is not, am I in myself pleasing to God? But am I accepted in the Beloved? Christians who view the evidence from the top of Sinai grow alarmed concerning salvation. It is far better if they read their title by the light of Calvary. Their faith has unbelief in it, and it is not able to save them. Thus, they must consider and rely only on the object of their faith, Jesus Christ. For there is no failure in Him, and therefore they will be safe. My hope is dimmed by my anxious cares about present things. How can I be accepted? If I had considered the basis of my hope, I would have seen that the promise of God stands sure. Thus, whatever my doubts, His oath and promise never fail. Ah, believer, it is always safer to be led by the Spirit into gospel liberty than to wear legal chains. Judge yourself by what Christ is rather than what you are. Satan will try to mar your peace by reminding you of your sinfulness and imperfections. You can meet his accusations only by faithfully adhering to the gospel and refusing to wear the yoke of bondage.